was alive. Which of 50s was samosas in the park? I could name you 50 ways you were a bar. Now it's my time. I'm a believer, but I want to know somehow. Where can I find a taco truck in heaven?
The days when I remain, I used to say to you,
on the record is called Spirit Taco, which is a rather intriguing name. What can you tell me about that song?
You're the best for asking me that question, because that's as a band, that's our favorite song on the record. Like, you know, it's not a single. It's just, you know, as a musician, it's my favorite. It's my favorite song. So that just asks the question, like, are there taco trucks in heaven? Are we, like, after we die, do we get to eat tacos? And I think the answer is yes. I think we do get to eat tacos after we die. So it's just this elaborate story about dying and then going up to heaven and like, hey, check it out. There is tacos up here.
Okay, so I'm going to add a little Western Canadian connection in. I understand you were the first indie rock band to have a residency at the Banff Center in 2008. Tell me a little about that experience.
Oh, that was so fun. We felt so important. We flew in, you know, we flew into Calgary and then took a little mini bus to the Banff Center. And for 2 weeks, we just got to write and record. You know, they gave us these little huts to record in. And we worked with Sean Everett. He's from Bragg Creek. He's since won 3 Grammy Awards, believe it or not. Producers Tony Berg and Howard Billerman, and it was just still one of the best times in my whole life, you know. And just to be in Banff and having, you know, deer walk past you, and you know, we played 2 incredible shows at Wild Bill's out there, and you know, which were actually recorded. The CBC recorded them, but I don't think they ever played them because the shows may have been too scary for the CBC at the time. I'm not sure, but But yeah, it was just like probably the best time you can have, you know?
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're on a stage performing, writing, or in a studio recording?
My favorite thing in the world is to play a good show. So, you know, where the earth moves and everything is perfect and, you know, you're just, everything you do is the coolest. That's my favorite thing in the whole world. I like it better than eating. I like it better than sleeping. It's my favorite thing. But those moments are so few and far between that I'd have to say I really like the studio because you can just sort of, you know, massage things until they're also perfect, you know? And I don't mean editing. I just mean you can kind of sit down, relax, and find the zone that way. So I would hate to say it, but because I'd rather be the other way, but probably I'm most in my element in the studio.
What's the very worst piece of advice anyone's ever given you about this career?
It was from Geddy Lee, believe it or not. I was watching CBC News World. This is when I was, I don't know, I would have been a teenager watching CBC News World. And he was complaining that, you know, guys in bands, musicians were older than they used to be. You know, they were, you know, they would, you know, sort of make it when they were in their like late 20s or something like that. And he said something along the lines of, you know what, if you're into music, you know, quit school and go do it. Da, 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 da. So I did. I don't even like Rush. Like, I don't even like Rush, for the record. But I was like, okay, Geddy Lee on CBC News World, I'm listening to you. And so I did. And, you know, I worked for the city for 6 years. I, you know, sort of struggled for a long time. I'm way older now. And it's like, no, it was bad advice, man. Just, you know, if you can stay in school, just stay in school. And, you know, do your band on the weekend. Take a summer off and tour or whatever. But like, stay in school, for goodness sake. Yeah. So thank you, Geddy Lee. Jeez.
I know it's super hard to make plans really far ahead with the whole pandemic situation. Things are just sort of starting to open back up. But what's on the horizon for you musically over the coming months?
So we actually are pressing a 12-inch record of this record, What We'll Never Know. And there's going to be a small pressing plant in Quebec City who is doing it. It should be ready in November. So I'm pretty excited about that. And we started to record our album after this one. So instead of touring, we're just kind of on the next step right now. That being said, I've scrapped it and we're going to start again like in 2 weeks from now. I wrote, gee whiz, like probably 15 demos or something for the next song. For the next album. And so the plan is to get those going. And, you know, I have all the time in the world these days, so I'll just go back in the studio and finish them. And hopefully we'll get to tour both records at the same time. Geez, I'd say maybe tail end of next year or 2022, something like that.
Perfect. Where can we find you on the interwebs to keep track of these releases?
Oh, you're the best. You can find me on theadambrown.com, but there's also, you know, Facebook/TheAdamBrown. On Instagram, I'm the.adam.brown. And I have a Twitter page as well, which is also TheAdamBrown, but it's really lame. Like, I just talk about soccer. Like, it's really boring. I wouldn't follow me. You know?
Awesome.
I have maybe 500 followers, and I feel sorry for all of them.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, I Will Let You Run. What can you tell me about that one?
Oh, thanks. Just in terms of the music, it has a lot in common with Bob Dylan, actually, and Donovan, like old, you know, like folk songs. But I had this wild and kooky idea to put sort of African rhythms on it. So it it comes off sounding like something off of Graceland, Paul Simon's mm-hmm. Graceland album. But it's about a breakup, and it's about a young lady who should have she broke up with me, and she should have broken up with me. She's better than I am. She's smarter, prettier than I am, you know, so I more power to her. You know? So that was about the end of that.
I do love the song. Adam, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much, May. I really, really appreciate it. And have a great day.
I won't blame you. I will let you.